Voordat we gaan beginnen, heb ik jullie geleerd dat de Holy Spirit, actually, John said, when John was baptizing the people, he told them that I baptize you in repentance. But the one that comes after me, who is Jesus Christ, he will baptize you in spirit, and he will baptize you with spirit and with water. Yeah. So, which means, if you are baptized in spirit and in water, you don't become the person that you are again, but God himself comes inside of you and lives in you. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. So before you know actually the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you actually need to know who the Holy Ghost is. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to teach you today, talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit actually? Who is the Holy Spirit? Uh-huh. Shall we go to... The Holy Spirit himself is God. Everybody say God.
God.
Yeah. I call the shoe look to you and look my eyes. Look it up. Look it up. Oh. The Holy Spirit is actually God. He was in the beginning of the world. It is not that when Jesus came, that he came. No. He was in the beginning of all creation. All creation were made by the power of the Holy Ghost. So if you are a Christian, and you say you are a Christian, and you don't have the Holy Ghost, you are actually not a Christian. And because you cannot live according to the will of God, you cannot be led by the Spirit, you cannot walk in spirit, because there is something divine missing in your life. So it is very, very important that when we sing about the Holy Spirit, or when we preach to you about the Holy Spirit, or when we call you to pray for you to receive the Holy Spirit, that you also avail yourself to receive it. Everybody say, receive it.
Receive it.
Are you here with me? To receive the Holy Ghost is by faith. Everybody say faith.
Faith.
Everybody say faith.
Faith.
Okay. It is not me that will give you the Holy Ghost, but it is Jesus Christ that will give you. But you can only receive it when you believe. Most of you have so many questions about the Holy Ghost. Most of you have a question, so many questions about the Holy Ghost. Yeah, what is the Holy Ghost? And why do I need him? And I know that most of you are going to ask many questions about this. It's good that you ask the questions. But no matter how many questions that you have, the answer is when you believe, you will receive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And tell the one who is sitting beside you, when you believe,
amen,
you will receive.
You will receive.
That's the answer. That's the kingdom of God. You can ask so many questions about the kingdom of God, but if you don't believe, you will not receive. So if you believe, you will receive. So today, as I'm going to teach you about the Holy Spirit, after that, I hope that, or after that, I believe that you open up your heart gate to receive the Holy Spirit, which is God himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. So that you can live according to the will of God. Praise God. Good. First of all, the Holy Spirit is God. That is number one. The Holy Spirit. Everybody write it down if you have it. It's God himself. And it is the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, and it is God. Why? Because it is the Spirit of God. The Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is... Hello?
Hi.
Do we have students here?
Yes.
Or you are writing it down? Yeah, I think we have some difficulties with the PC. It is the Spirit of God, which is God. Shall we open 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18? Als iemand de Nederlandse Bijbel heeft, dan kan je hem ook even opzoeken en ook lezen, zodat mensen ook kunnen begrijpen waarom het Heilige Geest God is. And somebody also opened Luke chapter 4 verse 18 to get it fast. Yeah. Yeah. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 17 to 18. And then one also open Luke 4:18. Yes. Amen. The English one. Nobody has it. He says, Now the Lord is Spirit. And where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. And we all who will unveil face contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is Spirit. Amen. So the Lord is Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. So receiving the Holy Spirit, actually you receive God. And then who comes to live inside of you? So the Spirit that used to control you whilst you were in the world drives out. And then the Spirit of God will come inside of you. So when the Spirit of God comes inside of you, your decision, as I said, the way you think, the way you choose, the way you decide, the way you move, it actually changes and it becomes God's will and decision. Because it is the Spirit of God that has come inside of you. So it is no more the worldly spirit that moves your life or that controls you or that lets you choose. But it is the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. I hope you get what I mean. And the second is, as someone open Luke chapter 4 verse 18. Yes.
Luke 4 verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor.
Mm-hmm.
He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners.
That's right.
And recovery of sight for the blind,
mm-hmm.
to release the oppressed. Amen.
Amen. Jesus said the Spirit of God is upon me. So the Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, is upon me. And he has anointed me to preach the gospel. Jesus Christ was the one who is saying that. So after receiving the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ himself, he began to move. Praise the Lord. And it was not his will anymore. It was God's will. And the second one. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. Everyone say Trinity.
Trinity.
Who? What is Trinity? Who knows that? Who knows it? Quick, students, come on. Good. Applause for yourself. You guys are doing great. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And he's part of it. So these three are actually one. Yeah, and I'm covering over heaven. So which means that God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, they are all one. So they are actually all God. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So God works, or God does all his things through the Holy Spirit. Without the Spirit, you cannot do. Without the Spirit, there is no creation. Without the Spirit, there is no life. Without the Spirit, actually, there is nothing that you are seeing around you. It is the Spirit. And that is why it's important for you to receive the Spirit of God. Number The Trinity. Let's read Acts chapter 2, verse 36. Someone open Acts chapter 2, verse 36. And another person open Philippians 2:11. You write it also down. Yeah, it is on the board, so you can take note of it. Philippians 2:11.
Acts
2:36. Yes.
Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Amen.
Amen. So some of you ask, how come that Jesus became is God? God has made him both Lord and Messiah. It is God. So he is God. And when we read Philippians 2, verse 11, has someone open it? Let's go.
Philippians
2,
verse 11. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Amen. So sometimes when we do what we say, that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is
Lord.
So Jesus, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they are all one and it is God. So when we say receive the Holy Spirit, we say receive God, receive Jesus, receive the Spirit of God, it's all the same. And when you open up your hearts, you receive them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Spirit. The name of the Spirit actually begins with Holy. Yeah, we are still on it. Who is the Holy Spirit? Why does it begin with Holy? Because it is not all spirits that are holy. Everybody say holy.
Holy.
Uh-huh. And the Bible says the Lord is holy. It is not all spirits. Because you have a witchcraft spirit. You have I think most of you know what kind of spirit that is ruling the earth. We have so many different kinds of spirits. But this spirit that I'm talking about is Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of God and which is God himself. So, the Holy Spirit, Romans 1 verse 4. 9 and 4. So, here. And someone can open the Acts 1:8 so that we can go on and then Romans 1 verse 4.
Romans 1 verse 4.
Mm-hmm. Why is it good?
And who through the Spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Okay, so this scripture to make it clear that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, is the Spirit of God, and it is Holy Spirit of holiness. Sometimes you may be thinking that most of the time, many people that come to church, when we are praying, you see, when you receive the Spirit of God, you can detect everything that goes on. If someone is speaking a language that is not from God, the Holy Spirit will tell you. That's why it's important that you receive the Holy Spirit. You see, it is not all of us that come to church and when we are praying, hey, la, ba, 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 hey, la, ba, 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 hey, la, ba, ba, you see someone, and they, some of them are not the Spirit of God. Because the devil himself also has a spirit. And he has his language as well. But when you have the Holy Ghost in you, God himself will let you know that this or that It's not of me. So that is why it's important for you to know or receive the Holy Ghost. Number four. He is power and has unlimited power. The Holy Spirit himself is power. Everybody say power.
Power.
Everybody say power.
Power.
The Holy Spirit himself is power. Because when you look at the creation, it is by the power of the Spirit. The Bible says that in Acts 1:8, it says, when the Holy Ghost comes, you shall receive what? Power. So the Holy Spirit is power. And when he comes, his power does not have limits. Yeah, it does not have limits. He works and works. And when the Spirit takes him power,
into your upper pen. 24/7. Hij is bezig. Het geest van God. It does not have limit. En het geest van God is kracht. En de kracht dat het is, it can change someone. Someone who is a prostitute can become a Christian. Not by the decision that she makes, but by the power of the Holy Ghost. That person can become a Christian. So you could see that sometimes when someone, like the woman in the Bible, yeah, when she met Jesus, when she has an encounter with Jesus, Jesus told her that, ask her, go and call your husband. And she said, I don't have a husband. The only flower of the 5 men all can have him. So if you're a woman and you are going with five husbands, dat betekent dat je eigenlijk geen vrouw bent, maar je bent gewoon prostitueel. Because you are wrong, busy. And this woman, God has an encounter with that woman. And after this woman having an encounter with God, the woman's life changed. So she is no more prostitute anymore, but she is now a child of God. She has been made whole. When you see her, you don't see on her forehead that she's a prostitute, but she's now a child of God. Amen. So her past doesn't count. And that is why the Bible says that God takes out the foolish things to shame the people. Because if you don't take a prostitute and make that person well, how could you see the oneness of God? So that is why. And it is not done by anything, but it is done by the Spirit. And that is why it is power.
Amen.
This light, who cannot answer? How can it be on? If there is no power in it, will it be on? Hello?
Hi.
If there is no power, will it be on?
No.
So that light needs power to be on. Christian, we need power to become the sons of God. We need power to be on, to become the light of the world. Praise the Lord. Okay. So if you are Christian and there is no power, you are out. The Holy Spirit knows all things. The Holy Spirit knows all things. The Zechariah, that is there, after the Acts 1:8, the Zechariah 4 verse 6, quotation I want to say, it's not by mind, not by power, but by the Spirit. That is what it is. That is what it starts. So it doesn't need to open. The Holy Spirit, he knows all things. And God is everywhere. So the Spirit of God, he knows everything. You cannot hide anything from God. It's a whole deep one. Now, child, left and right. God is inside your telephone. Don't you know that it's God who created the telephone? True human being. So he is inside. And the telephone is being controlled by who? Human being. So before the telephone, you will send the message is always created here before it passed through the telephone. So God is here. You get what I mean? So God is, you cannot hide anything. He is everywhere. In the disco, he's there. He's watching you. Because Eshenazi. Hallelujah. Yeah. So sometimes when you go to some places, I remember someone took me one day to a disco. Someone took me one day to a disco. My God. And then they will come and tell you that now also who you never had. Hey, maybe you never had, also you never had. Hey, God is wherever you go, God is there. God is there. You see, and you see the way they are dressed, and when they come to church, hey, awesome. It seems that they are receiving a breastfeed from God. You see, this kind of people, God's eyes is really upon you. Yeah. And it's not that God doesn't care or you are not from God. God's eyes on you. And God is already at your heart gate. The moment that you decide that I receive God, God will transform your life. And you will take the people out of this and bring them into the house of God.
Amen.
And this is only what the Spirit of God can do. So God knows all things. 1 Corinthians 2, 10, 11. If someone has opened it, let's read. Why does he know all things? And Baron, very title. Why does the Spirit know all things? Which is God?
1 Corinthians 2, 10 to 11.
That's right.
But God has revealed them unto us in His Spirit. For the Spirit researches all things, yea, the deep things of God. 11. For what man knows the things of a man, except the Spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man, but the Spirit of God.
Amen. So it is simple. Can someone open the second one? It says that the Spirit of God searches the deepest thing. You see, the Bible that we are holding is not all that God wants to tell us. God wants to tell us more. So if you receive the Spirit, He will reveal more to you. He will reveal more to you. Sometimes, when some things are going to happen, if you have the Spirit of God, God can reveal them to you earlier on, before you yourself will know. Because God knows everything. He's the one who created it. So He knows everything. He knows the deepness. So sometimes, if you are reading the Bible and you are meditating, then you see that the Spirit of God is revealing a secret, a revelation. Not about someone, but about the Word of God. For you to understand. For you to, the two apostles in the darkness later. So the second one says that, Isaiah 40, 13. Let's go. We are almost done. I want to finish this one, then we'll continue. If time does not go, we'll continue next week. Okay. Yeah. Hi, Annabelle, how are you doing? I've missed you.
Hi.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Okay, good. I've missed you so much. Not seen you for a long time. So, Isaiah 40, verse 30. Has someone opened it? Amen. What was that? Psalm 139. He is presence everywhere. This one. He is presence everywhere. We are going to Psalm 139, 7 to 8. I is invasive overall. The Bible says that when two or three are gathered together, there is the Lord. So the Lord's Spirit is here right now. We are more than two, we are more than three, we are more than four. So the Spirit of God has his seat among us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, and God himself is here.
Amen.
I want us to listen to this one well, so that you can know that God is everywhere. Yes, that one is, this quotation, I like it so much. Psalm 139, 7 to 8. Yes.
Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? 8. If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. Amen.
Is he doing a title chord? It's a, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise up the wings of a dove, you are there. If I settle on the far side of the sea, you are there. Even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say sure, the darkness will hide me, and the light will come night around me. Even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. You see, so you cannot hide from God. You cannot hide anything from God, because God sees everything. If you go into the sea, He is there. That's what the Bible says. That is the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? And that is the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is unique. Everybody says unique.
Unique.
Unique. And it is not only unique, it makes you also unique. Your things become unique. Praise the Lord. And that one we have to also write it down from Ephesians 4, 6. And then Corinthians 4. Colossians 4, 12, verse 4. Someone has opened it. Ephesians 4, verse 6. And it says that one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. That is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took my captive and gave gifts to his people. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, it makes him unique. The Spirit of God is unique. So who is the Holy Spirit? He is unique. The Spirit of God is divine person. Everybody say divine person.
Divine person.
Yes. Yeah. Colossians 12. Has someone opened it?
Is it Colossians or Colossians?
Colossians. No, Corinth.
Because
no. No, that isn't Corinth. That's Corinth.
There are different kinds of slaves, but the same spirit.
Yes.
It's 1 Corinthians 12.
Yes, 1 Corinthians 12. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same spirit. Yeah, the next time we talk about the gift of spirit, we are not going to talk. Because the same spirit, he can give so many gifts. It is like your body. So many things. Your body, this is the whole body. This, you have hands, you have eyes, you have nose, you have legs, you have this. And that makes it all body. So the gift of God, the Spirit of God is unique. Why? Because he gives so many gifts unto the children of God. That's why he is unique. Some of the gifts are gifts of knowledge, gift of prophecy, speaking in tongues, gift of healing, gift of doing miracles, and all that thing. That's what the Spirit of God is. And that is why it makes him unique among all spirits. And all spirit that is on earth, the Spirit of God is the biggest one and the one who has overcome this spirit. The last but one, it says divine person. Divine person. Ephesians 4 30. It's divine person. Someone asks, divine person. You see, the Spirit of God is a person as well. Why? Because he has his will. He can also feel emotional. Like you can. The Bible says that when you read Ephesians, I think it's there that grieve not the Holy Spirit. So he feels. He also has feeling. Get what I mean? But when he comes into you and he is living inside of you, something may happen around you that can make you feel sad, grieved. Because it is a spirit that is living inside of you. So he has feelings. And he has, let's say, like, Dinga di Haini Mach. And Dinga di Haibau Mach. Yeah, so I can, oh, he's living, because he's a spirit, he's a person that is living inside of you. He can also guide you, he can lead you, he can direct you, you can communicate with him. Talk with him, talk. Everybody say talk. Yeah, talk. So when you are sitting down alone, you see, sometimes, it doesn't mean the person is crazy. Sometimes me, when I'm walking alone or something, I can speak in tongues, just like that. And before I do, someone will look at me. Sometimes when I'm sitting in the trunk, it can just come. When I'm meditating, I can speak, I can pray. Me, I don't care the one who is around me, because I know what is going on between me and God. So sometimes when you see someone sitting and you see what, and then you start thinking that no, there's something. No, you don't know what the person is doing. And sometimes the Spirit of God, when you are preparing preaching, you can talk, God, this is what I want to do. What do you want me to do? You can communicate with God. The Bible says that my sheep knows my voice. So it means that God speaks to his people. And when he speaks, because his Spirit is in you, you have to hear him speaking. Yeah. So Yefta will come and stand here. And when Yefta say, in the name of Jesus, if someone is blind, may your eyes open in the name of Jesus. And that person, when that person's eyes is being opened, you see, it is the Spirit of God that tells him, or that let him, that reveals that thing to him, to see that there's someone among us having this problem, because there's something going on in his mind between him and heaven. So it is the Spirit. What I'm standing here and doing, I'm being directed by the Spirit. If it is not the Spirit of God, I may not know the mind of God to come and tell you. So it is the Spirit. Praise the Lord. So he's a person. He can hold his hands. He can lead you. He can guide you. You can tell the Spirit of God, God, I'm going to appointment. Go there before I come there. God, I'm going here. You are there already. You can talk to him. And whatever he tells you, God obeys. But you too, when God talks, you have to obey. Tell your friend, obey.
Obey.
Yeah. Ephesians 4:30. Have someone open it. And then the last one, then we stop. Question. Yes. Amen. Good. So let's go to John 14:16. He is eternal. When he comes, he stays forever. When he comes, he will never leave you and never forsake you. Yeah. You see, now in this last days, the theme of the Holy Spirit says, hearing of and obeying the Spirit, the voice of God in my generation. We always want God to obey us and hear us. But we... hearing God and obeying is a different kind of obeying. When God's Spirit comes upon you, he stays eternal. He doesn't leave. It is up to you to feed him with the word of God and prayer. That's it. And you do marvelous thing. If you don't do that, he doesn't leave, but just you become empty. And you cannot, you begin to decide, the flesh become, you begin to move your body instead of the Spirit of God. Okay, so the Spirit of God is eternal. Yes. I'm about to finish. So, John 14:16. Then we close.
Please, I read. And I will pray to the Father, and he shall give me another Comforter, and he may abide with me forever. Amen.
Amen. But wasn't he may abide with me forever?
Yeah.
Or may abide with you forever?
You forever.
He may abide with you forever, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I will pray to my Father, and he will give you another Comforter, and he will be with you forever. So you see, while Jesus was with, why did Jesus say that? Whilst he was with them, Jesus himself was with disciples. But the time came that Jesus needed to be crucified. Uh-huh. So being crucified, when Jesus is going to leave the people, the disciples. So how are these people going to live the life that God wants them to live? How are these people going to, serve God without the Spirit of, without God himself being with them? And Jesus said that, no, I'm going to my Father who sent me. And when I go, I will ask him. And he will send you a Spirit, which is God, the Holy Spirit. He will send you. So when he sends you, you have to receive. And after receiving the Spirit of God, when you receive the Spirit of God, and then you give him the chance, or you allow him to be your comforter, to be your advisor, to help you in times of difficulty. So the Spirit of God, which is Jesus, he himself will come not and stay with you, but he will come and stay within you. Because Jesus was with them. So they saw him, they walked with him, everything that they did. But when the Spirit of God comes, he will come and live inside of you. Everybody say, inside of me.
Inside of me.
Yeah, so you can do what God did. The work that Jesus did is not complete yet. So you begin to move. The miracles that Jesus did, the Spirit is living inside of you. So the Spirit is now moving you like Jesus Christ. So when you touch the blind, they receive their sight. When you preach, people come to Christ. Your friend is saying, how do you call it? Your shadow begin to heal people. You know, all kinds of things. Why? Because the Spirit has come and live in you. So you are now doing what Jesus did, the same thing. But when he was with them, they saw that, hey, this is the power man. The power man himself is with us, so we don't fear anything. But when he left, he didn't leave them alone. He sent to us. So it is for us. The Spirit is already being sent. It's not that we are going to pray, oh God, send your Spirit. Oh God, oh. He has already sent his Spirit. So you have to believe, and the Spirit of God will come upon you. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so when we come to pray and we are asking God's Spirit, believe. That's all. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I hope you guys have made notes. Because next week we are going to continue with the part two. Yeah. So I'm bringing my thing to an end.
Amen.
So that we can continue with the service. I want